Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, we are up to Siv Gimel. The last few words on page Ayin Beis, we're about to turn on to page 144. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Sakim Muleim Besamim. You have some small sacks that are filled with spices. Shemisimim ha'enam Yehudim toch kan kane hayayin. That the goyim place these sacks of spices inside the containers of wine. Afal pishem mutter lahariach b'hem. Even though you are allowed to smell the spices after they're taken out of the wine, ein mavdilin aleihem. You cannot make the bracha of borim nevesamim and avdala on these spices. Explains the Mishnah Berurah on page 144, Sif Katan Vav. So we said, even though it's mutter la'riach b'hem, she'ein hayayin nosein b'hem tam, the wine doesn't really give over any taste or smell to the spices. Ki ein derech she'yarichu ha'besamim hayayin. It's not the normal way that the besamim are going to be smelling from the wine. Ela adarabah, rather the opposite is true. Heim nosnim tam b'yayin. The spices that go into the wine are giving spice, they're giving smell over to the wine. So that's number one, why we don't have to be concerned for smelling it, because when you smell the spices, you're not really smelling the wine. This wine is tam yenom, which is really off limits, but we're not worried about the smelling of the wine, because you don't smell the wine and the spices, you smell the spices in the wine. And furthermore, even if there would be a little bit of the smell of the wine there, she'ein mechaven hamariach l'reach hayayin, the kavanah, the one who is smelling it, is not for the smell of the wine, el l'reach hatavlin, but rather for the smell of the spices, therefore one is mutter to smell those spices. However, we said you should not make havdol on those spices. Sekoton zayim, dumoyesu legavoa. That is disgusting for Hashem. Something that's tam yenam. That's really wine. That's really off limits in general. Even though here it's true, it's mutter to make a bracha. It's not appropriate to use that for a mitzvah to make the bracha on the besamim. And now the Mishnah Berurah switches gears to a very important point. Kosav hataz kan ulel siman reish zayin. The Taz writes over here. And in Siman Reish Zayin, the Ein Mevarachin Al Reach Shebikli Shenivla Bo Aydeh Abesamim Shahayu Bo Mikodem. We do not make a bracha on a smell that's in a kli from the spices that got absorbed into the kli from before. In other words, if there's no mamoshes there, you just have the smell. The same thing is true when a person touches besamim. Sometimes he has a smell in his hands, but if there's nothing there, you don't make a bracha on such a smell. But if you see on the bottom of the kli, there's a little dust from the remnants of the besamim, which normally is the case in a container that usually houses the besamim, so mutter levarach, you can make a bracha. So an empty kli that had the besamim in it, if it's not there, you cannot make a bracha. It has to be some mamashes of the besamim, a little dust from the besamim left over on the bottom would be 100% fine, then you can make the bracha. Says the Mechaber Siv Dalet, Nogu levarach ala hadas kohecha de'efsher. The minhag is, says the Mechaber, to make the bracha of the besamim on hadasim, if it is all possible. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim de'ein levarach al hadas hayavish. The Ramah says, you should not make a bracha on a hadas that is dried out. De'ein omei riach, because it doesn't give off a smell. Rak al sha'ar besamim. If all you have is hadasim that don't smell anymore, so avada, in that case, you should make a bracha on other spices. V'chein nogu b'medinos elu, that is our minhag, that we don't make the bracha on the hadasim, we make the bracha on other spices. But the Ramah ends off and says, venerally it appears to me, diyesh lahaniach gam hadas im habesamim, that one should place the hadas in the besamim, da'oz osin kakuliyama, then you're satisfying all shittas. You have the spices there that are giving off the smell, and even if the hadasim are not smelling so much, but it's just adding a little bit to the besamim, and that is satisfying all shittas, and therefore that's the best thing to do. I have a feeling I put the hadasim inside the clothes. I think they might last longer in the clothes, because it seems to go longer when they're together. Stam might be a good etza. Usually the clothes, they run out of their smell very fast. I put in the hadasim when I learned this one time, and it seems to be going on for a long time. I don't know if it's a true thing or just my imagination, but putting the two together like the Ramah says seems to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah is a katan ches. The Mechaber said the minhag is to make a bracha on a hadas, pirush. What hadas is he referring to? The shalulav, not stam hadasim. It's hadasim that were used in your lulav. Kevon de isavid be chada mitzvah. Since one mitzvah was done with it, laavid ba mitzvah achrita. We have a concept that once something was used for a mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. It was used for the mitzvah of the dalav minim, so now use it for the mitzvah of the summon. Vidavka b'shar yemos hashana. Very important point. This is specifically referring to using the Hadassim for your Besamim other days of the year, v'lo basukos, but not on the Yontif of Sukkos. The Huktzel and Mitzvah, so on Sukkos, you're not supposed to be smelling the Hadassim. They are set aside for the Mitzvah, and you're not supposed to be smelling them. So when we're saying use the Hadassim for Besamim, it's talking about outside of the Yontif of Sukkos. On Sukkos, the ones that you're using in your lulav, you should not be smelling those. Umashe kosav kol hecha de'efsher, that which the Mechaber says whenever possible, haynu kol hecha sheyesh bo od reach tas. What he means to say is so long that there's a little bit of a smell to the hadassim, so then you should use it for the mitzvah. So then, mitzvah l'chathchila hadar achrav, it's a mitzvah l'chathchila to go to the hadassim. V'chein kosav ba'zoyar, so too writes the Zoyar. V'semech l'dover, a remez to the idea of using the hadassim, is the pasuk says, v'sachas hasirpad yala hadas. In the place of the thorn came up the hadas. Usamichle, and right next to it it says, shomer shabbos mechalalo. It talks about keeping Shabbos, and next to Shabbos, the idea of hadassim, that's a remez to use the hadassim for the besamim after Shabbos. V'hayesh omrim svirle, the yesh omrim of the Ramah holds, the kevon shenis yabish, that once the hadas gets dried out, v'nitel mimenu ikar hareach, and the main smell has left it, ein levarech lov, you should not make the bracha. So it seems to be that there is a machlokas, you can read it as no machlokas. The Mechaber says, the minhag is make a bracha on a hadas, if you can, if it still smells. The Ramah says, if it doesn't smell, it's dried out, don't make a bracha. Sounds like there is a little bit of an argument. The ikar smell is gone, so there's a little bit of a smell. The Mechaber still says it's an inyan, and the Ramah is bringing the Yesh Omrim, that if it's a very slight smell, it lost its ikar smell, it's not kedai. Sivkoton tes. The Ramah in the Rofen says that it appears that you should place the hadasim in the besam and mix it together. V'in eilo, if you don't have this available, yochol levarech gam al asovim sheyesh b'hem re'al tov, you can also make the bracha of the besamim on a nice smelling grass, a canal, b'sivkotan aleph, like we saw earlier, in sivkotan aleph, that you really can use anything that would warrant any bracha for the besamim motzei Shabbos, and you'll make a bracha of borei besamim. Sivkotan yud, the oz osin l'kuli alma, then you're satisfying everyone. Ayin b'tash shekosov, look in the Taz who writes, Almad de Isa Batur, that which is brought down in the tour. B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Shehayolo Zechukas Miuchedes, he had a specific glass kli, Shehayuba Mine Besamim, he had different types of spices inside this kli, V'hayim Mevarech Aleim, and he made the bracha on this glass kli with the various spices inside. The after Lahalocha Yesh Litzadeh Diyochel Avarech Bor Mine Besamim, Gal Al HaBesamim Shehayim Munochim Babayez Atzarech Tavshil, that even though Me'ikar Adin is a strong tzad to say that you're able to make the bracha burning with some of the regular spices that you have in your house, you're going to put into your cooking. Kevan shenotlon ata v'yodol ariyach behen. Since right now you're taking it in your hand to smell, so you can make the bracha on spices that are really designated for your food. But if you take it into your hand, you can still make the burning of a summon because you're taking it to smell. That would be okay, mikra din. V'chein kosa b'sever tosef Shabbos b'pshitus. And so to write the tosef Shabbos very simply. Mikomokom Rabbeinu Ephraim osa zelu mitzvah namuchor. Rabbeinu Ephraim had this specific glass set aside with different spices mixed in. He did that for a special case of mitzvah namuchor. Sheyiched osa mitchila l'shem reach mitzvah. He designated and set aside these spices specifically for the smell of a mitzvah. V'kach nohagin rov ha'olam. And as we know, that is the minhag of most people. Shemiyachedim kli laza. They designate a kli for this. V'koren osa hadas. And they call it the hadas. Al shem shehayu menichin sham bedoros harishonim hadas kedei lahariach. Because in the olden days, they used to put hadas in to smell it, so they called this kli. They had the spices inside it. They called it the hadas. Says the Mechaber Vaita said, hey, misha einu meiriach, one who cannot smell, einu mevarech al habesamim, he cannot make a bracha on the besamim motzei Shabbos. Unless his kavana is to be motzi the children in his house that have reached the age of chinuch, he wants to be motzi someone who does not know how to make the bracha himself. So the Mechaber says if you can't smell, whether you never had the sense of smell, you lost it because of some kind of virus, and you can't smell, so you can't make the bracha of the besamim unless you're being motzi either a katan that reached the age of chinuch or someone that doesn't know how to make the bracha himself. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Yud Aleph, Mi She'enu Meiriach, Hainu She'en Lo Chush Hareach, he doesn't have the sense of smell. If you look at note number 12, a very important note, we saw this way back as well. V'imistapikim Yesh Lo Reach L'Besamim She'biyodo. You're not sure if your spices smell, right? You notice that your clothes are going downhill. and you're not sure if they're going to smell at all, or you're not sure if you really have your sense of smell, so you're really mislipping if it's going to work over here. Says the Kaf HaChaim shemutr lanasos lahariach b'hem kodem habracha. You could test out your sense of smell, test out the spices, see if you could smell properly before the bracha. Kidei ladas imutr lalavarach aleim. So you get one little practice to see, and we learned this even by Sam. You want to make a bracha on anything that smells, nothing to do with Motzei Shabbos. You are allowed to smell first a little bit to see if it in fact smells. Then you make a bracha and you'll smell it again. So here also, you're not sure if you have the sense of smell or if the item smells. You could smell it first, make the bracha afterwards, and then smell it for the mitzvah. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. But again, back to the Mishnah Berurah. So Sivkatan Yalav said, one who cannot smell, he has no sense of smell. Sivkatan Yudbeis, we said he should not make the bracha on the Vesavim unless he's being motzi, someone that is either a katan shegil chinuch, or someone who does not make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, utzrichin shiarichu tekef achar berchaso. Those who you're making the bracha for must smell it right after your bracha. You want the bracha to be chal. It can't be chal by you. You can't smell. So the ones who you're having in mind must smell it right away. Sivkaton yudgimel olahotzi. The Mechaber said, besides the katan shegil lechinuch, it could be someone who doesn't make the bracha. But says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ha'achronim cholkim al zeh v'sovrim. All the achronim argue with this Mechaber, and they hold. Dafko lahotzi b'nei beiso ha'katanim. This specifically works, if you can't smell, to be motzi children that are above the age of chinuch. Hu deshari, that's when it's mutter. Shemutul olav kedei lechancha b'mitzvahs. You have the father of the chiyuv of chinuch on your kids. So even though you can't smell, you can make the bracha on the smell for them for chinuch reasons. That's the only way it works. Avalo lahotzi mi she'eno yodea. But you who cannot smell cannot make the bracha on the besamim for someone else who can smell, who can't make the bracha himself. Why? Dekevan shu eino chayev edaver. Since you're not chayev in this matter because you can't smell, eino yachal lahotzi achayim idechavas. And you can't be motzi someone else who has a chiyuv. Da'afte be'etzem kiddush v'adolo yachal lahotzi achayim. Even though when it comes to the stam, the mitzvah of kiddush and the regular brach of Abdullah, you can be motzi others. Afal pi she'eino chayev edaver. Even if you're not chayev right now, you can be motzi others. Kigon, for example, she'yotza mikvar. You already heard or made kiddush or Abdullah. You can make it again for someone else who has a chiyuv. But here, by the besamim, you can't. Why? Because Shani Hassan by Kiddush and Abdullah is different. Shein Chova al Kol Ish Yisrael. That's an absolute chiyav on every Jewish man to hear Kiddush and Abdullah. V'chol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. And we're all guarantors for each other. So I can make a bracha, even though I don't need it. I had it already. I can make a bracha of Kiddush for someone else to help him satisfy his chiyav. Masha'en Kein Bazeh, which is not the case by besamim. Shurak Minhag Chachamim. It's simply a custom of the Chachamim. The Ein Tzarech Lachzor Achrov, like we saw earlier in the Siman. You don't have to go after it, searching for it, like we saw in Siv Aleph. So Hudome Lachol Birchas Hanenin. It's like any other optional Birchas Hanenin. She'enu Yachol Lahotzi Achirim B'Birchaso. You can't be motzi others with your bracha. In Eino Nena Oz Ba'atzmo. If you're not being Nena as well at the same time. If Reuven wants to eat an apple, I can't make a bar per ace for him to eat his apple. It's a brachas hanenin. Don't eat the apple, you don't need the bracha. But when there's a chiyuv, so I can make the bracha for him, even though I'm not part of the chiyuv, I was yotzei my chiyuv. He has an absolute chiyuv, so I have a chiyuv to make sure he satisfies his chiyuv, so I'm included in the chiyuv, and therefore I can make the bracha for him on the brachas hamitzah, which would be the kiddush and abdullah. But besamim is like an apple. He wants to eat an apple. I can't make the bracha for him unless I'm also eating the apple. So if I'm also smelling the besam, I can make the bracha for him, but in this case I can't smell, so I cannot make the bracha just for him to smell. And we learned this earlier, Le'el and Simon Kuf Samech Zayin Sif Yotes. V'alkein, and therefore, Hu Adin Misha Hivdil Kfar, the same din would apply to someone who made Abdullah already. V'yesh lo chush hareach, and he does have his sense of smell. Uberach al habesamim, he already made the bracha besamim. Uba la havdil pam acheres b'shul acherim, he's coming to make the bracha havdala another time for someone else. Yariach od ba'atzmo pam acheres, he should smell the besamim again by himself. Kedei sheyucha od ha'pam levera b'amine besamim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, not only a case where I can't smell, I can't make the bracha just for him to smell, but even if I can't smell, and I was already yotzei the bracha on the besamim by my havdalah before, I can make besamim again for someone else, but I have to make sure that I smell it again. That way the chiyuv goes on me and him, because again, it's a regular brachas hanenin, I can't make a bracha as much as I want on the besamim. So in this case, I'm making it for him. I smell it as well, and then I let him smell it with me. Look at note number 17, a very important note. Mevura midvarav. A very important thing comes out from this mishabura. Sha'af sham mevarech atzmo einu tzarech as brichas of besamim. This last case of the mishabura, I made a full havdalah myself. I smelled the besamim. Now I'm making it for someone else, and I'm making the bracha on the besamim. It's really a brichas hanenin that I don't need just for him, stuck in the middle of the havdalah. So says note 17, Sha'af sham mevarech atzmo einu tzarech as brichas of besamim. Even though I, the mevarech, don't need the bracha of besamim. This is still not considered a hefsek. I made a bar pirag oven first. I'm not drinking the wine till later. So bishlam when I have a chiyav on all the other brachos, so it's not a hefsek. But here I'm making a bar in a besamim. I absolutely have no chiyav for the besamim. It's a random birchas hanenin stuck in the middle between my bar pirag oven and my drinking of the wine. That's going to be okay. But we see from the mishabura that it is okay as long as I smell the besamim as well. But it's a random birchas hanenin. It's not needed for me. I can't make the bracha for him alone. So why is it going to be okay? So says Rishon Zalman Orbach, the Talmud Rava, the reason why it's okay. Says Shlomo Zalman, "Sharei zeh ka'odam shemafsek bein birchaso l'tiimaso l'tzorach su'udas acher." This is like a halacha we learned way back in Kuf Samach Zayin. She'ein zeh hefsek, that if I'm making hamotzi before I eat, I want to make sure the guest has a cup. I'm allowed to say, or at least if I say it's not a hefsek, you know, please get the guest the cup. Something that's shy to the suda, even for someone else, it is okay. It's not a hefsek if I speak between my birchas hanenin and my achila. So here also, it's no different. I'm making the bar pragofen on my yayin, and I'm pausing in the middle to help my friend out with the suda, to help him out with his abdallah, so he can have the bracha on the besamim. So even though it's l'chora, random birchas hanenin being masik between my bar pragofen and my drinking of the wine, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's not going to be a problem, and that is his hesber. Continues the mishabura v'day, you should know. D'mashen ohagim eza anoshim. That which some people are knowing, She'ein rotzin lotzeis bebirchas haner v'habesamim she'omer amavdil. They have a thing that they don't want to be yotzei with the bracha on the candle or the besamim from the one who's making havdalah. U'mevarchin osan la'atzman. They want to make their own bracha, barin besamim, barin mer'e'esh, but for some reason they're choosing to make it b'shah she'omer ha'mevarach birchas ha'mavdil. While he's in the middle of the bracha of ha'mavdil, which is the ikka bracha of havdalah, they're going ahead and making their own bracha on the besamim in there. Says the Mishabura Shalo Kadin Heim Osin, they're doing the wrong thing. The Kevan Shem Yotzin Bahavdallah, since they're being Yotzin with his Avdallah Bracha, Tzrichin Lahatos Oznam, they have to turn their ear, Vilishmoa Birchas Avdallah, they have to hear the Bracha from the Mavdil. Vilolu Varich Oz Bracha Acheres, you have no right to make another Bracha during that time. It's very nice you want to make your own Bracha, do it afterwards. But while he's making the Bracha of Havdallah, you absolutely must listen to his Bracha of Havdallah to be Yotzin. That is not the time to make a Bracha on the Besamim and the Nir. Ulevad kol zem. Besides all that, mitzvah yoser lotzeis kulam bevirchaso. Sam, your idea that a person has in his head he wants to make his own bracha on the besam of the nair, that's a wrong idea he has in his head. It's a bigger mitzvah for everyone to be yosei with one bracha, because the klal is the berov am hadras melech. The more people that are involved in praising the king, the more glory there is to the king, and therefore it's better for everyone to be part of one bracha rather than making your own bracha. Each person should not be making his own bracha, like we will see later on in Siman Reis Sadiches if you're dalin. Unless you happen to be at a big havdalah and you're very far away from the ner, you're not able to make use of the light, you're not able to be yotzei your bracha on the ner at that point. The Eino Yotzei Oz Bebrachas HaMavarech. In that case, you're Pasha Na Yotzei with the Bracha of the Mavarech, like we'll see later on in Reish Sadi Chesiv Dalid. Ube'ofen Zelo Yechavein Losses Bebrachas HaNer. In that case, you shouldn't have in mind to be Yotzei the Bracha of the Ner at all. Ela Ya'acher Usa La'acher Havdalah K'shiya Samuch Eitzel La'esh. You just listen, be silent, hear the whole Havdalah. When you finish the Bracha of Havdalah, then you go closer to the Ner, then you can make your own Bracha. But you shouldn't be making the Bracha on the Ner while he's making the Bracha of Havdalah. That you have to hear. And in general, you shouldn't make your own bracha. In a case where you need it, so say it. But say it in the right place, which is after the Havdalah. That concludes Siman Reish Sadi Zayin. And Mitzvah, tomorrow will begin the bracha on the Ner, Reish Ches Sadi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.